You're listening to the audio production of The Call of the Wrens by Jenny L. Walsh, published by Harper Muse and read by Fiona Hardingham. To my husband, for still believing it can be done. Chapter 1. Marion. July 1940. West Devon. The knock came at dusk. Marion knew the rhythm of it instantly. Slow, quick, quick, slow, quick, quick. The pattern had been conceived over 20 years ago after a long night of revelry at the dance hall. Eddie, Sarah and Marion had foxtrotted for hours. Cheeks flushed, Sarah had hung on her current beau's arm and instructed Eddie to rap the melody on the boys' cabin door before retiring for the evening. The knock had become a bit of an inside joke, used liberally even on random doors. Now it had to be Sarah calling on Marion. It wouldn't be Eddie. Marion didn't rise from her chair, the darkness of the room all around her.
"Marion, I know you're in there,"
she heard Sarah's pixie voice, a voice that was once as familiar to Marion as a sister's. The bustle of chickens outside filled the silence that followed. Sarah tried again.
"The window's open. You'd close it up tight if you were working at the library."
There was another beat of foul-filled din until the doorknob jiggled. Marion always kept it locked. Not that anyone ever came all the way out to her small cottage, which was the way she liked it.
"You leave me no choice," Sarah called. "I'll come in through the window if I must."
Marion rolled her head from one side to the other, stiff from sitting since her afternoon tea. There was no stopping Sarah, that bull-headed woman. She did this every few years, fluttering into Marion's life and checking in on her, reminding Marion of the bond they had, reminding her of Sarah's betrayal, ultimately stirring up painful memories. Even now, hearing the knocked melody, hearing Sarah's voice, knowing they shared an unspoken guilt, one Marion couldn't forgive Sarah or herself for, made Marion press her hands to her abdomen, as if she needed to physically hold herself together. Marion's fingertips touched the softened paper she habitually kept within her dress pocket, a reminder, a self-inflicted comeuppance for what she once had to do. A tightness stretched across Marion's chest. Those moments, those feelings, that angst should have been left in Marion.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?